Welcome to the Hustler's Guide to Flow. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, and I'm taking you into the minds of some of the most incredible leaders in the medical, research, business, and yes, even spiritual fields to equip you with powerful insights and practical strategies to level up in business and in life. The next level version of yourself starts now. Welcome back to another episode, my loves. So it has been 3.5 weeks since I did my ayahuasca ceremony, and I just went and had a consultation and a little visit with my shaman, and I thought I would just touch base with you guys and share what's come up for me and how the integration process has been happening. So I'll give you kind of like a little recap of the first couple of days post ayahuasca. So that morning I came home around like 9 a.m. I was in pure bliss and a level of presence that I don't think I've ever experienced before. I could just witness everything as is and with no judgment. And that's a big one for me because my brain likes to label and likes to judge. So that was happening for a couple of days, and I think it was the third day. So on the third day, I'm sitting at the dining room table, and I believe I was doing some work, and then I kind of just turned my head, and I was in a good state, like I was happy, and all of a sudden, it was like I was in space. So I don't know if you recall from my ayahuasca experience episode where I talked about after the confusion and the noise that was making me feel like I was in hell because I was trying to understand it. Once I had the revelation that you are creating your own hell because you're trying to understand that which the mind cannot understand, all of a sudden I found myself in space and I was in this big black sky, but all these colors around me. And that's where I saw Dan as this different looking being, which I described in that episode. Anyway, so out of nowhere, 3 days later, I'm doing some work, and then all of a sudden, I'm literally in space. And immediately, I brought myself out of it, and I was like, whoa, that is really crazy. And I didn't think much of it, and I was just like, that's nuts. I feel like I'm having like flashbacks, like almost like when you do have a traumatic experience and you have like these like flashbacks of the experience, except it was the opposite. It was extremely pleasurable. I was like, wow, this is amazing. So that was that. I didn't think much of it, but then something really interesting happened and people started opening up to me. So clients that I've worked with for a long period of time started sharing different experiences that I wasn't aware of. And it was really, really different because I was surprised to hear what I was hearing. And I think I created a safe space for people to open up to me because I shared how, I saw entities and how Dan has experienced entities and how in the past I didn't believe in them, but now I do because I saw them and I wasn't threatened by them, but I had an awareness that they were there. And so more people open up and shared to me these experiences. And so that was really surreal. And it was, not going to lie, it was a little bit confronting because my analytical mind wanted to make sense of everything. And I think, again, it's like you can't make sense of the spiritual world. Like you can't try to project a logical framework onto the mystical. You're just going to give yourself the biggest fucking headache. And just because I can't remember whose quote it was, but it was something along the lines of,
You know, just because you can't measure it and you can't count it doesn't mean that it's not important. And just because you can measure it and just because you can count it doesn't make it important, right? It doesn't make it real. I butchered the fuck out of that, but you get what I'm saying. It's like we can't use the logical mind in that which is so much beyond the logical mind. And so it was confronting, and I was like, what does this mean for me? And of course, this whole integration journey, I've just really been reflecting on what it all means, not from a perspective of I need to make sense of it, but how can I apply this in a high level way to my life and to my teaching, and how can I embody this light energy and absorb let's call it negative energy, so that I can help transmute the pain of my clients, okay? That's the most straightforward way that I can say it without making it sound like too crazy and out there. So I've been really on this journey of how I can move into this space, how I can support my clients who have experienced non-conventional, confronting experiences, and how I can support them on their healing journey through different modalities. So that's been one that's very interesting. And yeah, 3.5 weeks later, still working on it. No clarity fully there. But then yesterday I was at the gym and I had an interesting experience there as well. So if you recall in my episode where I shared my experience, I talked about me being in what felt like a surgery, like I'm getting operated on. It was like that type of feeling, that environment, like I'm in an operating theater and I'm there, but I know that I'm safe. It's like a surgery I want to have, right? And so I'm like laying there and I see an ET looking at me, kind of like just like with inquisitively looking at me. And I can feel that there's other ETs around and I can feel them give me a full body upgrade. And like I felt them not only cleaning out like my womb and removing trauma and all of that, but then at the end, they actually took from basically my knees like and my whole torso away and then like replaced it with what I believed was an upgrade. So it was like a biological upgrade of my body. So let's go back to present time. Yesterday at the gym, it was the first time I had been at the gym since lockdown in Perth. So it's been a couple weeks since I've been there. And it has been an embarrassingly long time since I've had a really good workout. And I mean a workout where I'm like dripping sweat and I can feel, you know, when you just have a good fucking workout. It's been so long. I kind of like take it easy with my workouts and I don't think that's a cop out. I just like, that's just how I've been working out lately. I'm like really gentle with my body. And yeah, but yesterday I could just go harder and I went harder on the bike and I usually just kind of chill and don't do too much with it. But I was, you know, standing up, I was doing like, I was increasing the resistance and I was like, really freaking pushing it. And then normally I go to very specific machines. I go to two other like arm machines. You can tell that I really know about working out considering I just call them arm machines. So I usually have like, I have a very predictive, like approach to my gym, like sessions, right? Like I do my bike, I go on a couple machines, I do a couple weights, a couple squats, I stretch and I go. Yesterday, I was just feeling so strong. Like, I just felt so strong. So I decided to work on different machines, started using machines because I know how to use all the machines. I don't know what they're called, but I've worked with, you know, a personal trainer for a long time. So I do know how to use the machines. I just don't really use them. And so I was like, yeah, I'm doing this. And I was like so freaking in it. And I was listening to really high vibe music. And I was like, yup, just like doing it. And usually when I haven't been to the gym for a while, I usually lower my weights a little bit because obviously I'm weaker and I'm like shaky and all of that. But yesterday I was like, you know what? I'm going to do my normal weights because I felt strong. So there I am doing my weights and everything. And then I'm laying down and I'm doing like, I don't know, hip presses. I don't know what they're called. Anyway, but I'm laying down doing this exercise and I close my eyes. And again, like my head is kind of poundy. I'm like, I'm in a full workout, right? I close my eyes and where am I? I'm in space. Oh my God. It was so trippy, but so cool. I was like, holy fuck. But it was such a pleasurable experience. I was like, but I don't want to have this experience in the gym. This is like so weird because I was like blissing out. Like it was like I was floating in space and I'm like, where do I want to go in space? It was just so freaking, and I know I'm sounding crazy right now and I'm okay with that. Like I'm totally owning my cray cray. Totally good with that. I'm just going to continue to share my experience because I really don't care how people receive me. I'm just going to speak my truth re-fucking regardless. So yeah, that was like really trippy. And then I came and I told Dan and he was just like, oh my God, I think you'd be able to astral travel if you meditated. And I've been just feeling like so next level. You have no idea. Like I could give zero fucks about how I'm perceived. I just feel so good. I feel so full of love for everybody. It has been really fucking surreal. The other thing that I was talking to my shaman about today as well is that I'm having super, super vivid dreams. And I've had a couple dreams that I've had in the past. So they are like repeating dreams. But in the dream, it's like it's a reality, but I also know that I'm dreaming and almost to the point where I can control them. So like lately I've been going to bed excited because I'm like, okay, girl, this is what you're going to be dreaming about. And like, I'm working my manifestations into my dream state. So I know that sounds so crazy. So one of my dreams, for example, like I wanted to be focusing on my things that I wanted to create rather than things I don't want to create. And typically when I would normally sleep, I just go to sleep and whatever I get in my dream is what I fucking get. And sometimes I dream, sometimes I don't, sometimes I remember them and sometimes I don't. But in the last 3.5 weeks, I have remembered my dreams. They've been so vivid. And now I even suggest to myself what I could be dreaming about. And I had a dream that I walked into a house on West Coast Highway, which is on the beach here in Perth. And Dan and I often walk down there because it's so beautiful. It's along the beach. And we often look at homes there that we would love to live in. And I've had dreams in the past where I've dreamt about amazing things. Like usually it's clothes, how embarrassing, where I'm like shopping and it feels so good. But there's always a sense of not being enough, or can I get this thing? And that's really interesting because obviously there's a limiting belief there and it's even showing up in my dreams, like holy F. And so I had this dream where I literally walk into this house and it's this lady there and I'm like, she's showing me around the house and I'm like, I want to buy your house. And it's like, it feels so real. Like I can tell you details of this house. And then she's like, well, we put a lot of money into this. So it's $50 million and that's the price of the house and da, da, da. And I was like, yep, really casually, like, yep, that sounds fair. And I'm like having this like conversation with this woman about buying her house. Now, I know that sounds like it's just a dream, and I know that sounds very insignificant and inconsequential, but it's actually really significant because I've never had a dream like that before. And if I've had a dream about big things, big dreams, you know, dreaming of a big dream, there is always like a fear involved or a level of unattainability. And there was none of that in there. So that was a really yeah, that's been a shift as well. And so I'm really enjoying going to sleep because my dreams are super cool. So those are a couple of things that have happened in the last 3.5 weeks since doing my ayahuasca ceremony. Now, everybody's experience is different. Everybody's integration is different. I had all these questions from my shaman about what does that mean? What does this mean? And, you know, I love her approach in that she asks more questions than gives answers. And it really allows me to find my answers for myself. So I will do another update maybe in a couple more weeks as I integrate more, but I am aware of how crazy this can sound to someone who is not aware of this type of medicine, but it is a medicine, and as crazy as it sounds, it is a beautiful medicine to help treat anxiety and depression, and I would love to see it be more widely accepted, and not as something that is perceived as radical. I don't know where we've lost our way in humanity, where we believe that chemicals and all these things that are so foreign to nature and man-made are better for us than what Mother Earth has provided for us. Okay, guys, I hope you got some powerful takeaways from this episode. If so, please share it with someone. And if you haven't done so already, please review and subscribe as it helps us to spread our message of inspiration. Sending you all so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode of The Hustler's Guide to Flow.